It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by First Command Financial Services, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958. First Command, www.firstcommand.com. Arthur Murray danced in Naperville and Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Contact them to book a class at 630-355-6240. And by DuPage Credit Union. For more than 50 years, DuPage Credit Union has been committed to member success. They look forward to serving your financial interests. Donate today to the We've Got Your Back campaign and feel good knowing you are helping fill backpacks for over 4,000 local students who are unable to afford them. And feel good knowing 100% of the proceeds raised will go to this worthy cause, sponsored by DuPage Credit Union in partnership with the DuPage County Regional Office of Education. This institution is not federally insured. To learn more or to make a donation, stop by DuPage Credit Union branch office or visit dupagecu.com/community. That's dupagecu.com/community. Sullivan's Steakhouse. Sullivan's offers guests a unique Naperville Steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music. Check out Sullivan's Steakhouse. They have a great website, sullivanssteak.com, and check out their awesome menu. Mad Landscaping, let them do your spring maintenance. Call them now to book a free estimate, 630-664-1612, madlandscaping.com. All Service Limousine, they just took me to the airport and back. Fabulous service. Service is their middle name. Book your next ride at www.877getlimo.com and say hello to my friend Mario. Tell him Dolly sent you. The Strahl Team, REMAX of Naperville, serving the western suburbs for over 18 years, and they are lifelong area residents. Contact Brian and Chris Strahl at thestrahlteam.com or call 630-222-1131 if you're buying, selling, or looking to rent a home. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out their website for all the exciting dates coming up at Naper Settlement, www.napersettlement.org. And check them out on Wednesdays, especially Wednesdays. They have the Wednesday Walking Club all throughout the month of April. And it's free, folks. Just go online and register. That's napersettlement.org. Divine Beauty Luxe Spa, spray tanning at its finest here and now offering light therapy. They are the sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. That's where I go. Check them out. They do a fantastic job. And I can't even give you a name of anybody because I've gone to all the girls that have done it. And they've all been fantastic. Check out DivineBeautyLuxSpa.com or give them a call at 630-585-7122. They are in Naperville, folks, right off Macomb Drive. Innovative Orthodontic Centers, enhancing smiles for life. For a free consultation, call them at 308-848-6960. And you can check out their website at www.orthocenters.org. Classic designs, decorative paintings, faux finishes, plasters, and murals. She did a painting for me just recently of a beautiful cabin way up north. Olivia Morgan is her name. Check her out. She's a talented artist, and she has a phone number to call, 847-977-9799. That's 847-977-9799. I gave her the picture, and she painted it perfectly and exactly like the picture with a little bit of her own little flair, and it was just gorgeous. You have to see this woman's work. It's fantastic. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Naperville Park District. They provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life for our community. At 630-848-5000 is the number to call to get more information on classes to take. And they do have fantastic excursions and senior events. You can also check out their website at www.napervilleparks.org. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Bercone's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business, and they're family-owned and operated. They won the Small Business of the Year Award in the category of retail, and you've never tried their food before. If you have never, I should say, tried their food before, you're in for a treat. So come visit Bercone's North for a comfortable dining experience, and you can also see the famous Prado Room where they host many of their banquets. Check out Bercone's.com or
give them a call. They have a Dolly special there, and I'm not going to tell you what's on it. You have to give them a call. They'll tell you. Actually, I'm kidding. It's just meatballs. But the phone number to call to order your is 630-717-9530. Say hello to Bill and Vilma over there. They are just wonderful owners, good people to know. Finally, Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley.
Wow!
Ding, ding.
I feel good. I knew I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got a year.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Blog Talk Radio, Slam Internet Radio, and 89.9 FM in Chicago. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning into the good show, where every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. We have lots of good guests on today, and we're going to get to all of them soon, but first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show on internet and now Chicago radio. I'm back. It's good to be back. Last week, we had a rerun so that I could take some time off. I haven't done that in a very long time, for those of you that know me, very long time. And it was a short but fantastic break. Went to Fort Myers, Florida, and one of my favorite places in the world that I've read about, but never been, and finally got to, is Sanibel Island. I did the Sanibel stoop like everybody does, you know, stooping, picking up all those beautiful shells. The whole beach, we were at Lighthouse Beach, it's just full of shells, and it's just breathtaking. Beautiful, like aqua blue water, and the beach sand is white, and it's soft, except for the shells. If you're stepping on shells, they're a little rough on the feet. I've always wanted to go to Sanibel. I've always wanted to go to Fort Myers, did some golfing. I think I got my swing back. I had a fairly good game, but more fun than I had more fun than actually looking at my score. You wouldn't want to look at that, but I had more fun golfing. So I'm ready to book another tee time in Naperville, probably Springbrook or Naperbrook. Those are great courses here in Naperville. So I think next Thursday in Naperville or Chicagoland, it's going to be in the 70s. So, yeah, that's where I'm going to be next Thursday after the show. I will be on a golf course, hopefully swinging. And anyway, so getting back, I wanted to talk about the Sanibel Island. You know why I was so obsessed with it. I had to get there. It was because about 20 years ago, I read a book called Gift from the Sea. I read it. It's a really short book by Anne Merle Lindbergh. That, if you know Charles Lindbergh, remember Charles Lindbergh? Yeah, that was his wife. They had a big, pretty big family, 5 kids, married many years. And she wrote a book called Gift from the Sea. I've read this book about 20 times at different times in my life. And every time I read it, there's something new that speaks to me in this book. And so I just had to go. She wrote the book. She was on Captiva Island, which is not far from Sanibel. And I had heard the shells were better here at Sanibel, so that's where I wanted to go. But I couldn't help but think of her when I was on that beach, Lighthouse Beach. And I want to read you something. It's on page 18 and 19 of her book. If you would please turn to your books now, on page 18 and 19, Gift from the Sea. No, I'm kidding. If you haven't read this book, it's a short read. You can read it in, I think, less than 3 hours. And if you're a mom like me, I'm a mom of 5. She was a mom of 5, Anne Merle Lindbergh, but a mom of 1 could read this book and totally relate just the same. But I want to read something to you because I think this is so interesting. She wrote this book back in 1955. And, you know, today we always say, God, life is so complicated. You know, don't you wish for the good old days when things were simpler? Well, I don't know if that's necessarily true. So, especially reading this book from Anne Merle Lindbergh, she wrote this book in 1955. Let me just read this to you. And I'm just taking this right in the middle of the book. So It may or may not make sense. I think it does. There are, in fact, certain roads that one may follow. Simplification of life is one of them. Hear, hear. I mean to lead a simple life, to choose a simple shell I can carry easily, like a hermit crab, but I do not. I find that my frame of life does not foster simplicity. My husband and five children must make their way in the world. The life I have chosen as wife and mother entrains a whole caravan of complications. It involves a house in the suburbs and either household drudgery or household help, which wavers between scarcity and non-existence for most of us. It involves food and shelter, meals, planning, marketing, bills, and making the ends meet in a thousand ways. It involves not only the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, but countless other experts to keep my modern house with its modern, quote-unquote, simplifications, electricity, plumbing, refrigerator, gas stove, oil burner, dishwashers, radios, cars, and numerous other labor-saving devices, functioning properly. It involves health, doctors, dentists, appointments, medicine, cod liver oil, vitamins, trips to the drugstore. It involves education, spiritual, intellectual, physical, schools, school conferences, carpools, extra trips for basketball or orchestra practice, tutoring, camps, camp equipment, and transportation. It involves clothes, shopping, laundry, cleaning, mending, letting skirts down and sewing buttons on, or finding something, someone else to do it. It involves friends, my husband's, my children's, my own, and endless arrangements to get together, letters, invitations, telephone calls, and transportation hither and yon. For life today in America is based on the premise of ever-widening circles of contact and communication. It involves not only family demands, but community demands, national demands, international demands. It just goes on and on and on. This, basically, she's saying, you know, we run a tightrope daily, balancing a pile of things. But how do we stay in control and keep it steady? How do we keep a life of simplicity when it's really not so simple? We're so fragmented here. And, you know, she says, go to the sea. Go to the sea and pick your shells and take time like millions of women across America dealing with all of these the stresses of the day-to-day living, and take time and choose a life of simplicity. And that's not something that you can figure out very easily, but taking a vacation, if you're lucky enough to get one, like I was, I don't always get one, but when you do, or when you don't, try to take a moment or times throughout the day. And we've talked about this with Michelle Lynn Gust, who's our inspiration segment contributor on the Donnie McCarthy Show. We've talked about this before, just taking time for yourself and not getting so overwhelmed with all these day-to-day demands and trying to simplify as best you can. I'm not an expert on this, but reading this book really helps put things in perspective. And I've read it, like I said, at least 20 times. It's called Gift from the Sea by Anne Moreau Lindberg. And I highly recommend this book to all women of all ages out there. Get it. Give it to your daughter for her 21st birthday. And she'll keep it, and she'll probably look at it for a decade, and then finally she'll pick it up and say, I remember getting this book from my great aunt or my mother. And she will read it throughout her life, and it will mean something very special to her. And it's really interesting, though, Anne Merle Lindbergh writing this back in 1955. And here today, in 2014, we think our life is so complicated, and we wish for those days that maybe our grandparents talked about. But it wasn't that simple back then. They had struggles, too. So it's something that we've always had to deal with, and they've figured out, I think our older generation figured out how to take all of the craziness of life and simplify it, whether it be Sunday dinners with the family and no work on those days. Maybe that's something you got to do. So anyway, just something to think about, something that I really thought about on my break and walking around the beach at Sanibel Island. I'm a mother of five, and I'm doing this solo. You know, it's not an easy road, but I guess I shouldn't be so hard on myself. I'm proud of myself, what I've done so far, but there's always room for improvement. There certainly is. And maybe some of you don't know what the heck Dolly is talking about today. Getting very deep. That says deep. But sometimes we need to be deep. Okay, I'm going to get off this soapbox. But you know what, everybody, with the change of the season? Oh, it was all awful coming back on Monday, and it started to snow in Chicago. Can you believe that? Going from a beach and then hours later being in snow. It's just not really fun. But it's something with the change of the season that we think about, regroup and get organized and remember that life is going to go by so fast. And pick up those shells. Stoop down and pick up those shells. Take time to pick up those shells and look at each one and their beautiful shapes and sizes. And those are gifts. Those are gifts. Your children are your gifts. Your car is a gift. That it runs is a gift. That you have a job. So I guess an attitude of gratitude. I guess the message here today, too. Anyway, boy, there were a lot of Europeans on Sanibel Island. Not changing the subject, too. I heard a lot of European accents and languages, and I think that is a favorite spot for the Europeans. The seafood down there was fantastic. The sun and the warmth. Sometimes I wonder why I live in Chicago when I'm down there. But then I come back, and there's an energy up here that I just I love. So I'm a Chicago gal, always will be. That's for sure. You know, on the Donna McCarthy Show, there are people that reach out to us, and they've got events coming up, and they hope we'll feature them and promote their event. And there's a really good event coming up in May. It's Sunday, May 18th. Everybody has been touched or knows somebody or has at some point or another, whether it was yourself or someone that you love that has been affected with cancer. And so it's always around us. And, God, I remember when I was a kid hearing about cancer for the first time and thinking, oh, they're going to find a cure. There'll be a cure someday. And here we are, how many years later? Still, we've come a long way, but still there's just no cure for cancer. There's just ways to stop it, and diagnosis is awful for people. And they need support, and it's shocking for people. And, you know, there's just so much that we need to learn about this, and there's help out there. And it's good to know that there are organizations out there, and one of them being the Wellness Place. We're going to have a woman on very shortly who is from the Wellness Place, and we'll talk more about cancer education, counseling, and support for those affected by cancer and their families. And they offer this service 100% free. There's no cost. All services are 100% gift funded, and they're having a big – I think I got her on the line right now, actually. Let's go to the phone. Sharon Vanderlyn, she's the community relations manager at Wellness Place. Hi, Sharon. Are you there?
Hi, Dolly. How are you? Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, absolutely. So you have an event coming up. I was just telling everybody about, you know, cancer is everybody. There's someone that you know that has been affected by cancer in some way, shape, or form, and most of us have lost someone we know from cancer. It's always when you're affected by it, you go in a state of shock, don't you? And you don't know where to turn other than your doctor or on Google, and that freaks most people out. So there's an option out there in the Wellness Place. I'm so impressed when I read up about what you guys do. Let's talk about what the Wellness Place is all about. You began in 1998, so you've been around for a while.
Yes, we have. We were actually founded by two women that were going through cancer at the time, and they were going to a support group at Barrington High School, and they wanted to just have a place that, you know, someone going through cancer could go to that had options. And so at that time, none of the hospitals were doing anything like this. So they raised funds for 2 years, and in the year 2000, a Wellness Place was born. And it's just unbelievably a wonderful place that anyone affected by cancer can come to and get support. I can go through all the programs with you, but let's start small and then we'll go. I actually found Wellness Place when I was going through cancer in August of 2010. I had breast cancer, and I had to go through surgery and chemo and radiation and then reconstruction surgery. So a whole 2 years of my life went missing, and I was devastated. And my last week of radiation, I happened to be at the hospital, and I just picked up a calendar that was sitting there, and it said Wellness Place on it, and I started to go through the calendar, and I thought, I have to try this place. Why didn't no one tell me about it? So that's how I found Wellness Place and why I'm so passionate about it.
Mm-hmm. So you go there for support, and tell me, when someone is diagnosed with cancer, how is the whole family affected, and why is the Wellness Place a great place for them to turn to? What do they need to do to get through the cancer, get through these stages? I mean, you go through the therapy, and I imagine that before the treatment, there's the whole shock and all that. So tell me, what is the process? You know, take us to when you were diagnosed. Did you go yourself? Did you bring the whole family? How did this help you?
Well, when I was diagnosed, my son, unfortunately, was away at college, but my husband was with me 100% of the way. The problem is when you get diagnosed with cancer, all you can think of is, get it out of me. I don't want it in my body. Please get it out of me. And you're not thinking of anything else. But your family is thinking of other things. They are thinking, am I going to lose her? Am I going to be able to take care of her? Husbands, especially in general, you know, they're used to fixing things. You know, you give them a light bulb and they fix things. Well, when it comes to a cancer diagnosis, they cannot fix it. So a place like Wellness Place is absolutely right away for the families, because the cancer patient actually has their doctors and their nurses and everyone, their friends and family, everyone is, you know, circling them with kindness and love and suggestions. But the family, they're just trying to take care of you. So they really need to have relaxation techniques. They need to talk to someone. My husband, because it was my last week of radiation when we found Wellness Place, it already had affected him. And he actually got OCD from my cancer, because he was just so nervous. And I'm sorry, but I could cry to this day about it, because I don't think people realize how severe it affects the loved ones. And goodness, my son was of college age. Not that it didn't affect him, because it did. But we have so many participants come that have little children and teenagers, and it is so hard for them to adapt. And so that is why we also have a children and teen program here that deals with art therapy. And it's anything that can express your feelings will help you get through a cancer diagnosis.
Now, the support is offered. Are you based in Inverness, Illinois? Is that correct?
You know what? That's what our MapQuest says, but we're actually in Palatine. we're right across the street from Harper.
Okay, Harper College.
Yeah, Harper College. We're right across
the
street.
And so are all of the support meetings at this location?
Yes, we have. Okay. Yes, we do actually have some that are done at hospitals, because all the hospitals in the area do support us. We actually reach over 60 communities, and so our director of our clinical staff, she will actually go to hospitals and off-site locations to have support meetings, caregiver support meetings. She also came to Wellness Place when her husband was going through cancer, and so she is very big on the caregiver, which is wonderful. So, yes, everything is done at this location.
We're almost running out of time here. I want to get to the Community Cancer Walk and Celebration event that you have planned for May 18th. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, we're so excited about this. It is going to be at the Arboretum of South Barrington on Sunday, May 18th. It'll be from 11, which I am very excited about, because no early morning wake-ups, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's a big thing, because every year we've gotten there so early. So this is our fifth annual, and this year, because in a cancer patient's life, 5-year birthday is so important. It's a very big hump. So we are making this a big celebration this year, and we are featuring the modern-day Romeos. They're they have also been affected by cancer, and they are donating their time. And so that should be just loads of fun. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a live performance from them, and we'll have food, game, and activities, raffles. And then we will also obviously have our one-mile walk that will be about around the Arboretum, which, you know, all the stores and everybody's coming out to support us. So it should just be a wonderful day.
A fun family thing to do, live music, family activities. You got lunch there.
And children under the age of 6 are free. And so to register, you would just go wellnessplacewalk.contera.org, or you could get it from our website, www.wellnessplace.org. When you do this, please use a coupon code, which is WPCARD, to receive $5 off your registration. We just hope everyone can really support us, and so we can keep our programs going, our support programs, our exercise programs, everything that we do for anyone affected by cancer.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like a good day, and it sounds like the Wellness Place is doing a fantastic job in supporting those affected by cancer and their families. I'd love to come visit some time and observe and see all the good things that you guys are up to over there. So thanks for being on the show.
And thank you so much for having us. And anytime you would like to come, and that goes for any of your listeners, please just call. We'd be more than happy to give you a tour. And this Wellness Place is very home setting, so it's not in a hospital atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. And you can check out the Wellness Place at their website, www.wellnessplace.org, or give them a call. And the number to call, Sharon, is
847-241-5975.
Okay, great. Sharon Vanderlyn, thank you for being on the show, and good luck on Sunday, May 18th. Check it out.
Thank you so much,
website.
Dolly. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hello.
Love and Money. I think it's called A Little Dolly. Thank you, Love and Money, my favorite band in Naperville, for writing that song. It's fun to play that once in a while, isn't it? Hey, we have Dan Leopold on the line from First Command Financial Services. He is the director, the main guy over there. Hey there, Dan. How are you?
Hey, what's good? How are you doing?
I'm great. Great. So what's our topic for today?
You know, I think I'd like to talk a little about the basics of financial planning and some of the things that people don't do. I mean, try to keep it simple, so I'll just say, you know, the top five things that, you know, people don't do. How's that sound?
Top five things that people don't do. Okay, go for it. Let me see. I bet I'll hit all of them.
You'll get all of them? One is that you don't have a goal. So a lot of people, again, you know, what do I want to accomplish financially? Are my goals congruent with what I'm doing today, right? So, you know, I've told that story of, you know, people plan to go on vacations more than they plan for their financial future. You know, their financial future might be 20 years away, 30 years away, or 10 years away. But again, they don't, you know, it's the planning. What is the goal? What am I trying to accomplish, right? So that's number one. Number two, I think, is, and a lot of people out there probably say, is procrastination, right? So I'm going to do it later. I'll wait till next year. I have other things that I have to worry about, you know. And, it's typical if you look at April 15th, we just ended taxes. Probably a lot of people were, doing their taxes April, 15th or the 15th and, submitted it electronically, right? So there's a lot of procrastination, so people don't do that. The other one is, life comes up and, there's just many excuses, or they feel like, the government's going to take care of me. It's too late for me. So there's always a myriad of different excuses that people come up with. I think the fourth one is, don't take taxes into consideration, when they're looking at their financial plan. And then the fifth one, I see this, people are, just hoping it's going to work out. And I think, hope is not a strategy. So, you have to do it yourself. No one else is going to take care of you. You have to do it yourself. And so sitting down with somebody to kind of go through that. On top of that, I think other people, sometimes they just think it's too complicated. I don't know how to do it. So, again, there's the fear. And so they would rather, their indecision is a decision not to do anything. And then, again, hoping that things are going to work out. So that's what I see. And it doesn't matter if you're in there, near retirement or, putting money away. I mean, the thing is to really come up, what is your plan? I think in the past people, our parents or grandparents, had pensions from their work. And so they could rely on that. And also, longevity wasn't as prevalent as today. So people, would work and then they would retire a few years and die. Well, now our longevity, people are living longer. So now we have to figure those, how we're going to live in retirement with those dollars. So I think, again, it's just, sitting down, what's your goals? Don't procrastinate and just get started. Those are the biggest things I see. Rather than getting in all the minutiae about investment management, what kind of insurance, estate plan, and all the other things, it's really just going and sitting down and just getting started.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's great about your company, First Command Financial Services. You offer so much support and services, but you also offer just the basic, just to get you going and get people to be, taking care of themselves. And sometimes, you need a cheerleader. You need someone on your side to guide you. It's hard to get started. I mean, that's the hardest thing, right? Getting started and having someone that can really, from First Command Financial Service, that really can hold your hand through the process is, to me, very valuable. Very valuable. So,
it's that first step, right? Because, for me, it was a pretty long winter, right? So, usually I stay in pretty decent shape, but, this winter I was just miserable. And so, you eat a few more, potatoes or some, hamburgers or whatever, and you gain a few pounds. And so I know I need to lose a few pounds. But the hardest step is that first day of going, all right, I'm going to go running. I'm going to start eating salads. In your head, you're like, I got to do it. I got to do it. But then it's always that first thing is, okay, when am I going to do it? And I got to make it a habit, right? So you can do it, you start on a Monday and go, all right, I'm going to do it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But it's harder, until you get that habit, right? And so it's the same thing about saving. Shoot, I got to put away $10. Okay, where am I going to find it? When am I going to do it? Okay, then you just become a habit and start doing it. And after a while, you get better and better. So, and add to it, just like your physical fitness. I'm going to, you start lifting, you start getting better, start toning up, whatever, for the summertime, right? It's a habit-forming thing. So it's the same thing. You talk about physical fitness, well, there's also physical fitness to kind of look at both sides, right? Be healthy on your physical side and also be healthy on your physical side. But that's the most difficult thing.
You said it, Dan, right there. Not always about your physical fitness. It's your fiscal fitness.
It's your fiscal fitness, right?
Fiscal and physical.
Physical and
don't get those
and fiscal,
too confused.
Right? Yeah. Got to do both, right? I mean, it's simple, right? Everything is simple in life. You just have to do it. It's the Nike slogan, just do it. The hard thing is, it's not easy because you got to go do it, right? You got to get off your butt and go run in the morning or find time in your day. It's also you got to go find money in your budget to put away, right?
Absolutely. Well, here's something to make it easy for you guys listening at home. You could just pick up the phone and dial Dan's number. Dan, what's the number for them to call? And a website for them to check out.
Yep. So it's 630-756-0193.
And again, that's 630-756-0193, or they can go to NaprevilleFirstCommand.com and find
Naperville,
us on the web.
They go all over. Right. You're based in Naperville, but you're all over the place. In fact, every time we talk to Dan, he's in another state. Where are you today, Dan?
Actually, I am here in Naperville right at the moment in my office. So I'm
traveling.
Last time
we talked, you were in Naperville.
Yeah, well, I go to, in a few weeks, I fly down to Nashville and I do a presentation in front of a couple hundred people. So I'm going to be around in the Tennessee area for a few days. So that's what I'll be doing.
Lucky you. Well, Dan, it was great to talk to you again. Thanks for holding our hand. And like I said, everybody listening, all you got to do is make that call and they can give you a free consultation. Right, Dan? Free consultation?
Yep, correct.
Guide
just
you,
mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and we'll give you a free assessment.
There you go. Tell them Dolly sent you. All right.
Yeah,
thanks,
exactly.
Dan. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Command Financial Services.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I gotta go check the audio on this song. It sounds a little muffled a little bit. But Love and Money. Hey, Love and Money, if you're listening, I need another copy of the song. For some reason, maybe it was the way I downloaded it. Might be my fault, but hopefully everybody can hear it well enough. That little Dolly song from Love and Money, my favorite band in Naperville. They play all over Chicagoland. And all right, we're gonna move along. There's a really exciting event happening in Naperville. You know, the show goes all over the country. It does. It's international, and I've got people that listen in Rome even, and Springfield, Illinois, and in Arizona. And so we do like to include everybody in things, but most of the stuff there's a lot of stuff that comes out of Naperville and the Chicagoland area. So you all just going to have to come visit us. But I know some of you love to listen because you're from this area originally, and it's a little slice of home. So I appreciate you listening. And so for a moment now, I'm going to take a moment and talk to Deb Newman, who is the marketing communications, manager? I'm not sure. At Kids Matter?
I'm a consultant.
Good morning,
sure.
Deb. Consultant. Good morning. Here we go. Deb, there's a really exciting event that you're putting on for Kids Matter, a fundraiser. It's called the Third Annual Ignite the Night Benefit Showcase Concert. And one of Naperville's very own, Gina Glockson, is going to be performing that night. Let's talk about this exciting night and why it's so important to get people out here to come in and support this event. Because we here in Naperville know about Kids Matter, but we want to get other people to come into town and support Kids Matter and partake in this fun night. So the evening begins next Thursday, right?
Right. At Wentz Hall, which is the beautiful concert hall at the campus of North Central College. And the Kids Matter initiative for Parents Matter, too, has really been born out of the fact that we have had some pretty extensive drug issues in our community of late in the last 2 or 3 years. We've actually been shocked to find that kids are not only dealing with what we used to think of as sort of the usual drug and alcohol issues, but heroin as well, which is very frightening because kids die. And what we're trying to do with the Parents Matter 2 initiative at Kids Matter is to empower parents to really challenge some of their kids' choices about these really at-risk behaviors. Those include, obviously, heroin, but drugs, alcohol, some of the self-harm kinds of things, consideration of suicide, cutting. Kids really deal with an awful lot of stress growing up, particularly in their teen years. We really put our arms around the parents and the families as well as a support system for kids. But this is obviously a hugely frightening issue, and Parents Matter, too, was born out of...
And you know what, Deb, not to interrupt you, but I have to say this. Heroin is everywhere, but it is even a problem in Naperville.
Well, and we don't think of it as being in the suburbs, you know.
Yeah. In DuPage County alone, there has been one overdose on average a week. In DuPage County alone. In the last year and a half, one a week. That is way too many. And we even had, last summer, if you might remember, 11 people died of heroin overdoses, including 5 teenagers last summer in just July.
and that's in DuPage County. This is a real problem, and I'm so proud of all the parents that are taking charge. And like this event, Ignite the Night, they're igniting the fire, and they're talking to their children more. And hopefully, we'll never have another July 2013 again. But the fact remains, every week in DuPage County, someone dies of a heroin overdose. And so, events like this are so important. It's not just awareness, but also to continue to protect our children from these evils.
Well, so the Parents Matter 2 initiative really has put together some resources that parents can use, including facilitated conversation circles all around the community, a website full of experts, really interesting data and resources that parents can use instead of just sitting alone in the dark and worrying. This all costs money, as you might imagine, to put those things together and facilitate all of that. And we are raising money for Parents Matter 2 at this amazing concert, which was started 3 years ago to really lift up kids and celebrate the infinite possibilities that they can have if they, you know, find a way to get through their teen years, live through it, and get on with their lives. And we have stacked the stage with about 100 enormously talented kids, and it's a really uplifting evening, really fun. And all the ticket proceeds go to the Parents Matter 2 initiative this year.
Fantastic. And like I said, Naperville singer and American Idol finalist Gina Glockson will be there.
And she's lovely.
Isn't she? Oh, not to mention that voice, but she's lovely. And she's pregnant, so we're really
excited. Yeah, and so she's a mom now. She'll be a mom in about a month. Mm-hmm. And so it really means a lot to her to stand up for parents this year in particular. And she's singing with the Pete Elman Big Band, which is really fun. And the Pete Elman Big Band has actually got 8 kids from Naperville North sitting in with them. So we're calling it the Naperville All-Stars with the Pete Elman Big Band. So, you know, the idea is that all these kids not only get to work in this enormous, amazing hall, but they work with these terrific and generous professionals to raise them up and really show them what some of the possibilities in their lives can be. There is a silent auction as well this year. This is new. The silent auction is open to the entire community, whether or not they attend the event. It, too, is full of possibilities for kids and families and even adults that wish they had done something once in their lives before they got quite so old. It's a lot of amazing experiences where folks can come alongside professionals in a variety of fields and really have kind of a unique experience behind the scenes. Learning what they might do in the world.
I love the silent auctions because, you know, most silent auctions you go to or even live auctions, it's about stuff. Football, an autograph, it's stuff. But here you got experiences, a page for a day with State Senator Mike Connolly, how to be a model behind the scenes with Chicago Cincinnati. The chef for the night at what's the restaurant you have?
It's actually Cafe Amore in downtown Aurora, and he is actually going to let you work in the kitchen with him and then have a 4-course meal.
Oh my God, that's
very fun.
Really, really fun. Oh, your child, if they want to be a model, they can experience it for a day. There's so many adventures. Your photojournalist for a day. I think this is fantastic. Oh, take the mic and solo with the Pete Elman Big Band in a performance. Wow. These are really
And we have so many talented kids that would kill for that kind of a solo opportunity with a professional orchestra. So very fun.
Yeah. So even if you can't make it, you can go on
the lobby will be open. We're not doing it online this year. It's all live. But the lobby of Wentz will be open from 5:45 to 8:45 on Thursday evening. And anybody can come in and bid on an event on one of these auction items, whether or not they attend the event.
And the Wentz is at North Central College, which is located in Naperville. This event is next Thursday evening, April 24th. We're going to be posting about it all week on the Don McCarthy Show Facebook and Twitter pages. So we'll remind you, and it starts at 7:30, and tickets are how much, Deb, for the evening?
The VIP reception, which includes a heavy buffet and cocktails, is at 6, and that is a $75 ticket and preferential seating. And then the general admission tickets for the concert at 7:30 are $25 for adults and $12 for anyone under 18.
Oh, fantastic. Now, the concert is also going to honor my friend Sue Broad, she's the executive director of the Page Children's Museum. I was just there at the Page Children's Museum last night. Very excited. They're having a fundraiser in June. The Next Generation Board is putting this out June 20th, and I will give you more details on that. But it was nice to see Sue's name on there. She's a wonderful lady.
She's really raised up our community. You know, she's raised so many children in our community in the museum and really taught them how to be independent thinkers. And that's what we're hoping that we continue to get kids to do, is really think for themselves and not follow the pack and get themselves into trouble.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck with this event. I'm excited. I'm going. And
I'm delighted. I'm happy that we'll be looking for you.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this, listening to the music and the dancing and seeing Gina and Deb Newman, seeing you, Deb. It's been a while since we've seen each other, so I'm looking forward to that.
I know. Well, we will look for you and your smiling face at all of the events. It's a very uplifting night. People come out of there kind of floating because you're just so excited about the enormous possibilities for these kids. And that's what we're about at Kids Matter.
And next Thursday night, Thursday is going to be in the 70s, so it's going to be a beautiful night. After the concert, stroll along the Riverwalk in downtown Naperville. Kids Matter is in Naperville. Check out this event. It's so important. We need to take back our children. We need to take charge of all of these, you know, temptations and evils around them, and be active and proactive in supporting our children and our community and supporting the parents and their efforts, too. It's not easy, as you know, Deb. Not easy being a parent. We need all the help we can get around us. So Kids Matter and Parents Matter, too, are great efforts in this community, and my hat's off to both of those groups doing what they're doing. It's fantastic.
Thank
so check
you
out
so
much.
We have
to us.org. Go
yeah,
ahead,
and it's 2 like the number 2. And then
thanks
the parent,
so much,
Parents
Deb.
Matter 2, T-O-O, has lots of resources for parents who are worried about what's going on.
Fantastic. Check out those websites. We want to have them. We want Kids Matter back on the show too. But let them know. We'd love to have them back on the show. We've got to talk about these things more in depth. All right. I'll see you next Thursday, April 24th, folks, 7:30 at the Wentz Concert Hall, the third annual Ignite the Night benefit showcase concert with American Idol finalist Gina Glockson. We'll see you then. So much.
Thanks
we'll see
so
you,
much.
Thanks so much. Bye bye.
Take care. Bye bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, it's time for some good inspiration. Are you ready? Michelle Lynn Gust is joining us. Oops, I think I just lost her. Michelle. I did. Oops, call me back, Michelle. We need some good inspiration. Michelle is going to be back in just a few minutes. I know she's going to call. Can you call her back, Beth, and tell her we're good? I don't know what I did. I might have... I think I hit the X instead of the microphone. You know how good I am on the special I am. Well, we're going to have to play a little country music now just because of that. You know how we love country on this show. And this summer, the Cake Keep Barbecue Festival is happening. Oh, I don't know why my country music isn't playing. Anyway, country music. The Cake Keep Barbecue Festival is coming up this summer, July 10th through the 11th. You hear that music in the background? That is John Pardee, his song Up All Night. He's going to be at Kinky Barbecue Festival. I'm going to be actually introducing him. So excited. It's going to be a great time, July 10th through the 12th. You can buy tickets at the entrance or in advance. And like I said, John Pardee's there. If you love country music, Dustin Lynch will be there. That's on Saturday. But on Friday, they've got 38 specials. Our buddy Jim Peterick, Vanilla Ice, is going to be there. It's going to be a good time. So mark your calendars this summer for the Kinky Barbecue Festival. Stars on Ice. Let's do a little shift here. At Allstate Arena, Stars on Ice is coming on May 3rd at 7:30. Tickets are available, Stars on Ice, at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont. You know where that's at. Not far from here. They're going to have a lot of Olympians there, including Jeremy Abbott and Jason Brown and Meryl Davis and Charlie White. They're the first ice dancing gold medalists in three. And Jason Brown, he's a local guy, so it'll be exciting to see him there as well. And
those tickets are on sale now. You can check out starsonice.com or Ticketmaster, ticketmaster.com, or you can go to the Allstate Arena box office, and we're going to give away tickets. We have tickets, so what you need to do is go to our Twitter and follow us on Twitter at The Good Dolly Show, or like us on Facebook, The Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. And when you do that, we got your name, and we're going to randomly – we're going to – listen to me. We're going to randomly pick out names and give tickets away to Stars on Ice on May 3rd. Great family event. Okay, couple more things. Oh, I'm so excited. Next Saturday, thank you all so much. Sold-out event for Tri-City Family Services. We've been trying to get people to come to this thing for a couple months now. I've been promoting this, and I'm happy to say that it is now sold out. I'm so looking forward to seeing friends and many listeners that have bought tickets and are coming to this event. Thank you so much for putting your support behind Tri-City Family Services, their 25th annual benefit and auction. If you want to know more about them, you can check out their website, tricityfamilieservices.org. Couple more announcements. Beth's got some more. She put it in front of me. Can't forget this. Garen Prep High School is hosting their third annual Walk to Wrigley fundraising on Friday, May 16th. I'm walking. Walk to Wrigley was an annual spring tradition for Holy Cross students for several decades, and now Garen Prep, which was Garen, Mother Garen and Holy Cross now combined, co-ed Catholic high school. Now they're continuing the tradition with pride today, remembering the many men who walked this route before us. Holy Cross was the brother school of Mother Garen, now, like I said, Garen Prep. So they do have sponsorships available. The Friday, May 6th game is the Cubs versus the Brewers. It starts at 1:20. And there's a deadline to sponsor April 28th. And if you would like tickets, you can contact Garen Prep at 708-437-4730. Or you can contact Tina Lilly directly at garenprep.org. That's T Lilly, L-I-L-L-Y, that's two L's, at garenprep.org. Third annual Walk to Wrigley, May 16th. 1:20 game against the Brewers. We already talked about Naperville Settlement, and now we've got one more announcement. Naperville Park District, Spring Fever Reliever. Hey, that rhymes. Saturday, May 10th. Yeah, Naperville Park District, Beth mentioned to me, is a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. We are thrilled to have them, new sponsor. And I love free Saturday, May 10th, 11 to 3. That's Mother's Day weekend. The community and beyond is invited to celebrate spring at Spring Fever Reliever, a festival of free activities, events, and entertainment. It's going to be at the Riverwalk Eatery and the Millennium Carillon. If you've ever been to downtown Naperville, you've seen the Carillon, the tallest structure in the downtown. You can't miss it. Right at the foot of the Carillon, we're going to have live music. Oh, my goodness, and free popcorn at the Riverwalk Eatery. Half-price paddle boat rides and kayak rentals. They have kayak rentals now in downtown Naperville. They have beautiful Riverwalk. If you've never been to Naperville, it is just gorgeous. Free Carillon tours, children's entertainment by Scribble Monster. They're going to have kung fu fighting, Zumba demonstrations, dancing, nature activities, field games, inflatables. Boy, it sounds like a perfect day with the kids. So come on out and hang out with the community here and get your free popcorn. I'm kidding. I love that. Free popcorn. It's always good to have some free stuff. That's Saturday, May 10th. And there's also going to be dog disc championships there, championship contest there. And what else do they have here? Oh, there's a lobster. Oh, is that May 10th too, the lobster, the J.C.'s lobster sale? A lot going on. A lot going on May 10th. So make plans to come to downtown Naperville May 10th from 11 to 3 and beyond, of course, for this. But this Spring Fever Reliever Festival is free, and that's from 11 until 3. Thank you, Naperville Park District. I always have such fun things planned. I tell you, I always look forward to getting that program guide from the park district at my house, and I just sit there. It's like, is it bad to say this? It's like the Bible. I just go through that page by page by page and start marking my calendar of all the fun stuff they have planned. Okay, Michelle, Lynn, Gus, we ready for some good inspiration? Poor Michelle. I hung up on you. Didn't mean to be so rude.
That's okay. How are you, Michelle? I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. All right, we're going to talk about the importance of making time for yourself every day. It's so funny because that's what I was talking about at the beginning of my show. I don't know if you heard, but I was reading bits of Gift from the Sea. Have you ever read that book by Anne Merle Lindbergh?
No, I actually haven't.
No, you haven't? Oh, but you said yes.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Then I need to get you a copy of that book. And you need to get it as a gift. So that's my gift to you. It's coming. It's a great
that's
book,
a great
and
gift.
I did talk about making time for yourself and taking time to pick up the shelf. Sorry, the home line is ringing. I don't know how to turn off the ringer. I'm not as savvy with these technical equipment. So, you know, it's true. It's easy to make time for everybody else but ourselves. And how do we do this?
Well, and that's what's really important, especially women. It's a vicious cycle that has to be broken. I see so many women who are really not all that happy, and they don't look good because they don't take time for themselves. They're too busy taking care of everyone else. So my suggestion is that you find something you can do first thing in the morning. And you may be a night owl. Maybe that works better for you. I personally am more of a morning person. And one thing that I started was the week of daylight savings was that I had started writing first in the morning. Every morning, Monday through Friday, I write 3 pages on a manuscript. It's before, it's not exactly first thing. After I run my dogs, and I sit down with my breakfast smoothie, and it's before I start work. And I have to tell you, it's made a huge difference in my outlook on the day and my life, and I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And that was something I'd actually started before my mom died, but I think it's helped my grief too. And the other piece to that is I also have my writing rewards. I've always talked about it's important to reward yourself, and so I will buy something. I have to stare at the box until I can open it, until I've achieved my goal for the month. And so every morning I sit there and I stare at the box and I get going. And now my other thing is trying to incorporate some painting into each day, and that's been a little more challenging, but somehow I'm going to figure that one out. But you have to find something that makes you happy to do. And so for some people, that may be a little challenging because it'll take some time to figure out what that is. You may go through a few things. And I'm not talking about anything like writing 3 pages a day. For most people, that's probably too much of a challenge, but that's what works for me. And it could be something just spending time reading. And a lot of people want to read more, but they don't have time, you know, don't feel like they have time to do that. And it could be just
well, how do you make sure? I mean, you always have these great suggestions, Michelle, and you're good about doing it. And I think I'm getting better. But how do people listening at home, if they want to do this, how do they make sure that they do this every day? Do you set? I always set a little alarm on my iPhone, you know, at a certain time of day. And that reminds me to take a moment to just be grateful. Or maybe it's a reminder for you to read from your book. Or what do you have any suggestions to how to get people to do it instead of
I do.
Talking
I actually do. And one of those is you can put a sticky note somewhere, like a bathroom mirror. On my bathroom mirror, I have a sticky note that reminds me of a time I want to run and on my morning run. And so every morning it's there. Every day I go into that bathroom, it's there, not just in the morning. So a sticky note, maybe not in your bathroom, but like I said, you have it on your phone. For some people, maybe in the kitchen or another place where they go. And the other thing I want to point out is that it is really also important to be flexible in this because people get discouraged easily. And life is unpredictable. Like I had to take a week off because my mom died. So I got back to it. And you may not be able to do it every day, and that's why I do it 5 days. Maybe you say, okay, I'm going to do this 3 days a week, or and work your way up and say, wow, this is really working for me. And so you can, it's a lot of it, too, is figuring out what works for you. And I also, you know, it'd be good to talk to a friend and say, you know, I really want to do this, but I'm not sure how. And a friend who knows you well enough to say, well, I know that, you know, you drink your coffee every morning, so maybe you should put a sticky note on your coffee maker, that sort of thing. And again, it's you may have to try a couple different things or ways, and so there are lots of different things you can do, both that will make you have, you know, they say inside happiness is an inside job, and it truly is. And so it may take time to figure it out, but also figure out what works for you in terms of time of day and how you remind yourself. But ultimately, others are going to notice because you're going to feel better, and other people are going to notice
the payoff.
That too.
There's a payoff.
There's a huge payoff. There's a huge payoff.
And what is the payoff? What's the payoff? Why should someone do this?
Because you feel so much better. And like I said, other people see that. But the other thing, too, is that you feel like you're really enjoying life. And it's not the, even though you know that you may have a long day ahead of you and a list that's 6 miles long, you're like, okay, I've done something for myself today, and now I can go on with my day and everything else I need to do. And some mornings, too, when you wake up and you dread the day, just taking the time for yourself can make that difference as well.
Yeah. Always good advice from Michelle Lynn Gust. How's the weather in Albuquerque today?
I am not in Albuquerque. I am in Los Angeles. I am actually sitting in a parking lot getting ready to go down to the beach to see if I'm going to do any surfing this morning.
Oh, my God. How fabulous. It's beautiful here in Chicagoland. It's a beautiful spring day.
So there's no snow? I thought I heard something about snow. Did not snow there yesterday?
We had
someone
snow.
Said it snowed.
Not yesterday. It was cold yesterday. Monday it snowed. I think that was our final
okay.
snow.
Okay.
And next week, Thursday, you know, I didn't golf at all last summer, Michelle. But I made a commitment. I went on a brief 4-day vacation, and one of the days I was invited to golf, and I was like, oh, that's not really relaxing for me because I haven't played, and I thought I'm going to just be a stress ball. And even though my shots weren't all perfect, I had some pretty amazing ones, but it was so relaxing because I kept taking in the environment, and so I made a commitment to myself that I am going to play golf this summer, win or lose. You know, losing balls doesn't matter. I'm going to do it because it gave me peace. It did. So, you know, a little frustration here and there. But mostly
right.
It was relaxing, and it forces you to be outside, you know, which we need. So I'm proud of you, surfer girl. All right, well, we'll talk to you. Go ahead. Sorry.
I would say I won't tell you about my golfing adventure yesterday.
Oh, but you got out there. You got out
I
there.
I got out and kept saying, have fun. I will tell you, it was a beautiful setting. It was an absolute beauty. It was right on the ocean. Several holes overlooked the ocean, and you couldn't beat that. And the sun was shining.
Holy cow. No way. Yeah. Well, Michelle, it was always good to talk to you in our Good Inspiration segment. You can get inspired by Michelle by checking out her website, inspiredbymichelle.com. Okay, we'll talk to you next week, Michelle.
Thank you.
So
have
much.
A good week. Bye.
And with that, now it's time to end the show on a good note. Stay positive, everybody. Be good to each other. Count your blessings. Dream. Express thanks. Imagine more. Love truly. Pack lightly. Touch hearts. I'm just going on. These are all gifts from the sea. Okay, she's really losing it now. No, you got to get that book. Anyway, I just had a wonderful time in Sanibel, and that book really spoke to me, and I think it'll do a lot of good for all of you out there looking for something, yearning for peace, and blessings to all of you. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of the Telly McCarthy Show. So good. So good. Good times. And we will see you all next week. Please follow us on Facebook at the Dolly McCarthy Show, and like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Why don't we get those two mixed up? Follow us on Twitter at Good Dolly Show, and we'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
you.